T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. Final hour of the show, the big one at 1 today. A look ahead for the Nationals into the playoff crystal ball. They've got a one-game playoff play-in that they have guaranteed themselves against the Brewers or the Cardinals. We don't know who they're playing or where they'll play. We just know that on Tuesday night, the Nats will be fighting for the right to get the division series. And so let's get to the Mattress Warehouse Hotline and welcome onto the show the ace of the Nationals, Max Scherzer. Max, it was great seeing you and your teammates celebrate in the clubhouse after the clincher. What we remember most about that night, and take us back to the party. What did you do that evening to celebrate?
Honestly, it's just the times you get to spend with your teammates. We've been working so hard for so long, all season long, for 7 months, all the way back. For all of us, it's all the way back into December of grinding at this for 10 straight months, and be able to at least get into the playoffs. We still have a path to be able to go in and win the whole thing, albeit being a difficult path. But it's just something that you get reward for all the hard work that everybody's done and put together, because like last year, it didn't happen, even though we had a good team. So it's fun to get together with everybody and have a good party.
On the Mound with Max Scherzer, installed by FH Fur Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, and Electrical. Call 877-CALL-FUR for absolutely the best service at absolutely the best price. Max, how do you feel? How close to Max Scherzer do you feel like? I mean, you set such an incredibly high bar of excellence. How close do you feel to being yourself?
I really feel good. I really feel like I'm able to execute every pitch. Really starting to sharpen up. Kind of cold cost outings. I run into just a bad pitch, here or there, and I pay for it with a homer. But the overall, how I'm pitching and how I'm executing pitches, I feel like I'm throwing the ball actually really well. So that's what bodes well for me going forward. Really feel like I think the biggest thing, especially in the Philly start. I really feel like I'm starting to pitch. I'm able to get that endurance back where I'm able to really execute from the first pitch all the way to the 100th pitch. I think that's very important. And so that way, going into this playoff start, I'll be ready to go.
Is there any way that you wouldn't start the play-in game at this point?
I don't think so. I think we have it lined up where, how everybody's pitched and I think that's basically how we've lined it up, is that I'll get the ball at least to start it.
If you guys are one game up on, say, the Brewers, the Cardinals, doesn't matter, going into the last day of the season, and you can get home field advantage if you throw and throw a gem and you win, what's your thought on prioritizing being at Nats Park over kind of lining everything up so that you throw or you have the best chance in that game? Let's say it's an 85% chance, because it's not like Strauss can't do the job too. Where do you weigh in on that debate?
Honestly, the way the coaches have talked and the players have talked, we kind of sat around, everybody sat around, and we just want to put our best foot forward and continue to run out the rotation and finish the year how we have it set out, and just go forward with what our best team is. If we have to go on the road, we'll go on the road. We understand that. We understand what's at stake, but we feel like with our team, we can compete with anybody, anywhere, anytime. We just want to focus on what we can take care of.
Max Scherzer with us here on Grant and Danny. Joins us every homestand as the Nats get ready for a game against somebody on Tuesday. Is there a challenge therein, Max, not knowing yet who you guys are going to play as you kind of start to prepare for this thing?
No, it doesn't matter. For us, everybody's trying to sharpen up and get everything right. Some of these position players, they're taking their days off now, and as they're getting back into the lineup, everybody understands, this weekend series, especially with Cleveland. Cleveland, you know, Cleveland needs these games as well. So we're going to get, you know, battle tested. We're going to see what it's like to face, you know, a team that's, you know, in the hunt right now. And that we have to play really good baseball right now to, for us to get, you know, completely ready for Tuesday and be as best as we possibly can and put our best foot forward. And what, there's not a better way to do it against a team that's, that needs every game possible. So there should be some good games played tonight here at Nats Park.
Nats ace and a guy who very likely was headed toward a third Cy Young in 4 years, and who knows how the voting will go now, but before some of the injuries he dealt with this year, but he looks all the way back now. Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. I still say, and I just want to get your reaction to this, your thoughts. Everyone thinks because the Brewers win every single night, like you want nothing to do with them, but I think the Cardinals have better starting pitching. Like Jack Flaherty would scare me in a playoff scenario where he could go out and throw seven scoreless or something like that. I know the Brewers are pummeling teams, but they're beating bad teams mostly. I'd rather play Milwaukee than St. Louis. It doesn't sound like you really care, but does that sound crazy to you just because they're winning every single day?
Honestly, this is going to be an elimination game. So everything out the window. It's a crazy format of baseball of just, you know, win or go home in one game. And, you know, I've been in elimination games. I pitch elimination games, and it's an intense day of baseball. So it really doesn't even matter who you're playing. The brand of baseball is at such a high level and it's such an intense level that you really don't even focus on your opponent.
Along those lines, so you start the play-in game, let's say the elimination game. I mean, how different would you manage it if you're Davey in terms of, with you, you're going to get a leash because you're the best pitcher on the planet, but, like, would you go to Stras or Corbin after you, or would you not want to burn one of those guys? What's your thought on that?
That's their call.
but I'm just thinking like, as a baseball guy, your thought on, like, just managing the nine-inning play-in. Not even specifically Stras or whoever, but how would you manage that game?
Oh, it's all hands on deck. I think the fun thing about this is we've gotten to see, this has been going around for a few years, and so we've seen how these wild card games go, and you see some crazy stuff happen. Different guys are having to pitch. good pitchers are getting lit. I mean, you name it. You see so many different crazy outcomes happen in those wild card games. So you have to be really ready for anything. It's all hands on deck moment from, you know, everybody on the team, and everybody gets tested. So, like I said, it's going to be a crazy day of baseball on Tuesday.
Max, it's well chronicled what you guys went through this year, just in terms of, you know, pre-May 24th and then after. You guys ripped off a 650-plus stretch here for more than 100 games. Just remarkable stuff. Go back to some of the low moments, though. When did, a night like the other night when you guys are celebrating on the field, when did that seem furthest away? What was kind of the low moment of the season for you guys?
I don't know. You're going back through so many games. So I think everybody across the league has high moments and low moments. And I just think all of our low moments were kind of condensed into one, and that we were making just some really bad, dumb mistakes, everybody included. everybody could look back on how we were playing and say, yeah, they could all raise their hand of why we lost the game. And so it was just a matter of us coming together and just nipping that in the bud and just playing good baseball. So we did that. Started playing really good baseball as a team, all phases of baseball, what it takes to win, all the little things that it takes to win baseball games. And we got a good clubhouse vibe going and really, really caught a run. And really the chemistry picked up a lot bit more. And we got a good team that knows how to win, and look forward to playing with these guys in the postseason.
Max, you were in three straight LCSs. You've pitched in a World Series. You've now made 13 starts and pitched in 16 playoff games. How different does it feel on the mound, and what are some of the biggest differences between baseball all year and then that October vibe?
One, the atmosphere. The atmosphere is just there's just a different buzz in the air. Everybody knows what's on the line. It's such a crazy format. I love it. The pressure is so much higher, and you just have to be able to handle that. You have to be able to stay within the moment and be able to feed off that. For some guys, they want to kind of calm down. Other guys, you almost have to try to match it. And for me, I found that I'm a guy that has to try to match it, that I have to try to, feed off that, let the adrenaline hit a little bit and use it. And for me, that's what works.
How do you manage that energy, that intensity, that competitiveness, and you know, not kind of flame out. I mean, that's the thing that I would worry about. I mean, obviously, you're superhuman, basically, and I'm just a fat idiot asking you questions. But like that intensity, it's like the first batter of the game, and you're touching 99, and you're slapping off sliders. How do you balance that with trying to get deep in the game and sort of managing that energy?
No, especially in these elimination scenarios. You just go as hard as you can for as long as you can. You do whatever it takes to get every single pitch and every single out. And then when you're done, you hand the baton off to somebody else. That's just the way these games go.
So basically, am I overstating it? You're kind of redlining from, like, when I think of empty the tank, Max Scherzer punching out the side to get to 15 Ks against Cincinnati. Like, that's the first inning mode. There isn't a adding and subtracting pitch ability. It's kind of max effort, like you're out of the bullpen until you're spent.
I wouldn't say truly max effort, but okay. You do have to, kind of gauge and feed off the game and understand the situations. I mean, you've done this the entire time, but it's just a matter of knowing the situation, knowing yourself, and what you can do.
All right, I got one weird question for you. Max Scherzer's with us, been incredible all season long, as always, here on Grant and Danny. Mike Minor, I don't know if you saw this, yesterday for the Rangers, was sitting at 199 strikeouts. So they sent him out for the ninth inning of his start at like 120 pitches to try to get him to 200 Ks. They thought it would be like a neat accomplishment and meant something to him.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a pop-up in the infield, foul just past the line that they let fall so that he could get a strikeout afterwards. They were like over trying to get it for him. I'm just wondering, do you think that's like cool, or do you think that that's aggressive? Like, what's your take on that?
I don't know. I saw the headline, but I didn't watch how it actually went down.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's really tough. That's tough for me to really weigh in on, because one, I love strikeouts. So
yes.
Obviously, 200 strikeout season is important. But to know really how they got that, that'd
be unfair.
It just
felt odd to me. It was like a triple double where you like miss on purpose or something. Like literally, there's a pop up and three guys like watch it fall so that he could try again the next pitch. It was just kind of weird. But I get that you didn't see the game and that's tough.
Right. It's tough for me to talk about somebody else's accomplishment.
Max, last one for you guys and kind of this team. Obviously, you guys are a team. You're a unit. The chemistry's readily apparent. It oozes off the screen as you watch, and you can see it when you go live to games. Among that group, who are you happiest for that you guys got to this point?
Ooh, that's a good question. There's so many people that you're happy for. And really, that's the thing. It's that we're a whole team. It's hard to isolate it for one person individually because, like I said, everybody has had a hand in this. You think about all the guys, the guys that all the new faces that we have in our clubhouse right now, and Sanchi and Parra, and, Dozier, like those guys, really what they've done for our clubhouse has been so good. And all the veterans that have been here around that, hey, it's not been a guarantee that we go to playoffs here. And so for us to be able to grind through it and get back into it, and I just know that we're all ecstatic that we're back in the postseason.
Max, we are pulling for you guys and cannot wait to see you on the Hill, it sounds like, on Tuesday then. Go get them, man. We are looking forward to playoff baseball in
D.C.
Congrats
and good luck, buddy.
Hey, thanks very much.
You got it. There's Max Scherzer on Grant and Danny. D.C. is behind you, and D.C. needs you to go throw a gem. So best of luck to you. No pressure. Grant and Danny on the Fan. How about that? Scherzer saying he's throwing on Tuesday.
Yeah, no bones about it. That's
not a
the
whole
Tuesday
lot of
pitcher.
Debate there.
So there you go.
So that's over. You're listening to the Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.